Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
With the holiday season especially, although any time is totally fine, there's a lot of emphasis on things like doing for others, community service, that sort of thing, and there are apparently some added benefits to that.
That's right. Community service has been an important part of 4-H for many years, and we do have a lot of community service that happens, especially here in the month of December. Our clubs are doing things like donating cookies and decorations to places and shut-ins. They're adopting angel trees and cops for tots and different things like that. They go caroling. There's a lot of community service, and I just wanted to talk about one of the reasons 4-H does value community service and encourages our young people to actually do community service. So kind of started, like I said, in 4-H. It's been for many years. In 1927, the 4-H pledge was adopted and included the importance of service in the third line, which is, I pledge my hands to larger service. Ever since then, every time a 4-H member or volunteer recites the pledge, they are reminded of the importance of serving their club, community, country, and world. So why is it, however, that youth volunteerism is so important, and what are the benefits to the recipients of volunteer efforts, and what are the benefits to the individuals who volunteer? Kind of give you a picture of youth volunteerism. Youth in our country are volunteering in increasing numbers. Some youth volunteer as part of a school-based service learning program. Others are involved in service projects at their church. And young people are involved in youth development programs such as 4-H or Scouts, typically perform community service projects either as a requirement or enhancement to their project work. Young people are increasingly seeking out opportunities to improve the world by volunteering their services to projects that they deem it to be important. Consider the following statistics. Teenagers volunteer 2.4 billion hours annually, worth about $34.3 billion to the U.S. economy. Youth volunteering has increased steadily over the past 10 years, with 30% of youth participating in volunteer activities at least once a month in 2000. And out of 13.3 million youth, 59.3% volunteer on average at 3.5 hours per week, versus 49% of the adult population volunteering an average of 4.2 hours. Communities enjoy the benefits far beyond the financial aspects when youth contribute to service projects. When youth volunteer, adults tend to volunteer also, resulting in a lifelong volunteer. The community gains a generation of young people who care about where they live and are willing to make a commitment to improvement. So what are the personal benefits to our youth, and why is it important that they volunteer? While benefits to the community served can be translated to a monetary figure, the benefits reaped by the young people offering their service have a positive impact on them personally, both immediate and into the future. Youth who volunteer just 1 hour or more a week are 50% less likely to abuse alcohol, cigarettes, become pregnant, or engage in other destructive behaviors. Teens say the benefits received from volunteering are learning to respect others, learning to be helpful and kind, learning to understand people who are different, developing leadership skills, becoming more patient, and a better understanding of citizenship. And youth who volunteer are more likely to do well in school, graduate, and vote. So what are the future benefits that youth get from volunteering? The skills and developmental assets gained by young people who volunteer early in life translate to future benefits for them personally and for society. Young people involved in community service are more likely to have a strong work ethic as an adult. Youth who volunteer are 3 times more likely to volunteer as adults, and 81% of Americans who have volunteer experiences when they are young give to charitable organizations as adults. So going back to our 4-H, how do we get youth to volunteer? You know, sometimes it's hard to find those youth if you have a volunteer project or something that you're doing. So some of them are to fulfill the requirements of school and youth groups, but a major reason that the teens volunteer is because you feel compassion for people in need. They can do something for a cause in which they believe. They believe that if they help others, others will help them. 73% of young people think their efforts can have a positive impact on their communities. Teens rank volunteering, the environment, and eating healthy as the top 3 activities they consider cool. And youth who volunteer gain important job skills and experience while exploring career options. Volunteers also expand their social circle and enhance their social awareness. So some ways that we can increase our youth involvement in volunteering is by asking them to volunteer encouraging youth to get involved with volunteering at an early age, which is one of the reasons I think 4-H is a perfect avenue for that. We can also encourage children and young adults to participate in community groups, faith-based organizations, student government, school projects, 4-H clubs, different things like that. Encourage a positive self-image so that young people are able to help others and be a mentor in your community. And then provide young people with opportunities to take courses that include or even require community service. A lot of our communities run on volunteers and organizations run on volunteers. And it's important that we also think about those teens and youth that can volunteer as well and get them started early so that we can continue to grow our volunteer base and grow our communities. So I hope that kind of gives a little bit of information about youth volunteering and why community service, which has been a hallmark since 1927 in 4-H or probably before that, why it's important that youth get that volunteering and community service benefits.
That is a marvelous rundown. Thank you for giving us not just the numbers, but some of the ideas behind it. And you say since 1927, this has been a part of the 4-H creed?
That is, yes.
Wow. Now, of course, it's been around a lot longer than that, but it's nice to have it as a solid, this is why we're here.
Yes, because at every meeting, we do our 4-H pledge, and so we're always talking about our hands to our larger service, and that we do everything for our club, community, country, and world.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And if folks have any questions or want to get involved, maybe volunteer for 4-H, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers. So if you want to volunteer for us or want to get involved, or you have a young person who wants to get involved in 4-H, enrollment is still happening. So if you can call the office at 913-294-4306, or you can visit our website at mayordezine.ksu.edu and look under 4-H Youth Development, and you'll see a Join 4-H. And that will kind of give you an idea of how to join as well. It's a good time, and we're always looking for volunteers, and we're still looking for new members as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for giving us the rundown, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.